In the run-up to the election here in Tulsa, there's a refrain we're hearing more and more frequently.
There's nothing worse than having a river with no water in it.
Putting water in a river, finally.
Water in the river.
For Tulsans, it's not a new desire, but as it turns out, the concept that a river ought to be filled with water isn't so simple.
15th and Riverside, looking out over the Arkansas River, doesn't exactly feel like the kind of exotic locale you'd expect to find an endangered species, but as it turns out, there is a threatened bird that makes its home right here on the river, at least part of the year.
Well, we're looking at Zinc Island, which is a sand island, you know, in the middle of the Arkansas River. And this is an area that the least terns use to nest on.
That's John Kennington, president of the Tulsa Audubon Society. That's interior least terns he's talking about, Tulsa's very own endangered bird. The tern is a small species that's currently flown south for the winter. But when they're here,
they like to nest on a sandy, gravelly, open area. So the Zinc Island gives them some really good habitat for their nests.
You won't find that kind of habitat on, say, the Mississippi. That's because the Arkansas River, in our area at least, is a special kind of waterway known as a braided prairie stream.
Most of the time it's a little trickle. And, you know, you have sandbars all over the place and little streams that kind of go through. And then when the floods come, it really comes big and it's gigantic. It can be over a mile wide.
That's Ed Rossman with the Army Corps of Engineers Tulsa District. He says our prairie stream isn't exactly in its natural state. The Keystone Dam, built for hydropower and also to protect us from those mile-wide floods, has altered the river's character in Tulsa County. But how best to mitigate inevitable environmental impacts is up for debate. Galen Pence with a project management group works on Vision 2025 river projects. 2025 did not include enough money to construct any additional low-water dams on the Arkansas, just to study their possible environmental effects. Pence recognizes the challenges of working on a prairie stream.
Probably a better way to phrase that is keep water in the river.
He says the way forward is clear, that the aesthetic and ecosystem of the river will continue to diminish unless Zinc Dam is improved and more low water dams are built, for instance, in Jenks.
Now, if you like what you see, you know, a scoured riverbed, no vegetation, banks eroding, and it's just going to work its way on downstream.
He says current plans include mitigation of negative environmental effects, like building another island for the least terns. But the terns aren't the only species dependent on the river.
We're pretty much opposed to any new dams on the river.
That's Chris Wisenhunt, fisheries biologist with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife. He says that sediment buildup in Zinc Lake has created water quality that's too poor for some of the river's most important species of fish. He says the department would welcome better dam designs, but
currently our only example of what will happen to the Arkansas River is what Zinc Lake is right now, and that is a very poor habitat for any kind of, or most of our sport fish.
Ed Rossman says the Corps of Engineers would welcome whatever solution is best for the ecosystem, whether that's low water dams or something else. John Kennington hopes that whether or not voters decide to advance the dam money in Vision 2, we keep realistic expectations about what the Arkansas should look like.
You know, we want to make sure that as things are developed, that we don't overdevelop it and just turn the whole thing into some manicured, you know, English garden. We need to leave a portion of it as it is, because there's a lot of beauty to be had and just with the habitat in its natural state.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.